This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Good afternoon and welcome to Classic Business. Omnia CEO Seelan Gobbelsamy is my guest in the View from the C-Suite tonight. Can the chartered accountant and former CEO of Emerging Markets for Liberty, with very little experience in the chemicals, mining and agri businesses, turn around this debt-heavy listing ship? And what does Moody's know that we don't? Warwick Lucas and Raymond Parsons weighed in. Let's get cracking. Warwick Lucas, Chief Investment Officer of Galileo, and Raymond Parsons, Head of the School of Business and Governance at Northwest University, are in studio for your weekly political economy wrap. Warwick, why on earth were protesters marching to the JSE today to raise their voices against gender-based violence? Why not go to the union buildings?
Well, maybe they thought they'd actually get listened to.
Well, that's actually a good point. But the problem with that, though, Raymond, is that we create some incentive for all protesters to now go to the JSE to lodge a complaint.
Well, absolutely. It's the wrong answer to the right question. What do we do about gender violence? I don't think knocking on the door of the JSE is where you're going to find the answers. It's symptomatic of the fact that we need the sort of governance that will enforce law and order and that will address issues of gender violence where it belongs,
right?
Not at the JSE.
And that means building a capable state, yeah, which means those in authority in the right places that are capable, and cadres out, fired, gone.
And why we need to see those perpetrators of state capture behind bars. There are rumours that we will see some high-level arrests by December. Raymond, a lot of the incoming third-quarter data in South Africa is terrible. Mining and electricity output is down. We did see a small jump in the month-on-month number in July, a small positive in the manufacturing number. Vehicle sales are depressed. Surely there's enough space for the Saab to cut next week?
Yes, well, I think you're quoting from a colleague of mine from Stellenbosch University, who has indicated that he thinks that there is room for the Reserve Bank to move. I agree. I'll be saying this in an article in Business Day on Monday morning. I think that really we want to see more doves and less hawks now in the aviary at the Reserve Bank. There is room to maneuver. And I think they, although you cannot expect monetary policy to do the heavy lifting, I think we've understood that in the South African situation, I think they must come to the party from a purely psychological point of view and make a cut next week, which can send out a message, look, there's one area in which we can accommodate the nation in a more positive way. So I think, although it is true what the governor said to Parliament this week, that to boost confidence is cheap, well, a small cut in the interest rate is a very cheap way of being able to do that for both business and consumers about their concerns about borrowing costs. So let's see whether they can exploit and use the space next week at the meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Warwick, to keep the feathered analogy going, what could be the fox in this particular hen house that would upset those doves?
Basically, look, your current account is probably what is at the back of the Saab's mind. That's what's keeping them awake at night, and I suspect that's what's holding them back. You see, when you're running a wide current account deficit, if your economy shows any growth at all, it very quickly runs out of room. And in fact, we saw that with the latest GDP number. However, GDP, as you say, is already looking quite soggy going into quarter three. Some of the early indicators I'm seeing from the construction industry, not bad, but not expansive either. I think on balance, there probably is room for 25 bips.
Right.
Yes, I agree. I think one of the important issues is, of course, credibility. One mustn't look as if you're constantly finding a new set of excuses mm-hmm. for not doing what is obvious in what's happening in the real economy. And I think, once again, to come back to the point, monetary policy is not the magic wand, but it must be seen to be supportive of the broader picture, but must not be expected to do the heavy lifting. Those are structural, tough decisions which still remain out there to be taken, and we're seeing evidence of what the lack of that is doing so far to levels of confidence. And I'm very pleased that our president has decided he's not going to go to the United Nations in the next couple of weeks, that he's going to stay here and concentrate on our domestic priorities. And I think that's a very wise and right decision, and it shows that he understands what needs to be done domestically, not by the Reserve Bank, but by the government and by the business community.
Warwick Lucas and Raymond Parsons with your view from the market. Let's cross to Katleho after this short break.